why did WMFE decide to go with UCF as a purchaser for the Channel 24 license?
Well, after the sale to Daystar fell through, we opted out of that deal for a number of reasons. We had entertained one more offer that we felt was not a strong offer for a number of reasons. And at that point, UCF made it known that they were interested in perhaps exploring the possibility of purchasing Channel 24. For us, it was a common sense marriage, since they were already doing PBS programming through their partnership with WBCC. They're already engaged with the community with fundraising efforts with PBS, or an educational institution and a local institution. And so we felt very comfortable in following through with that offer and working with them to a successful conclusion.
Now, the board of both UCF and WMFE still have to formally approve this purchase agreement. Any timeline slated for that to happen?
Well, the WMFE board trustees have already approved the agreement. They have seen the asset purchase agreement and have already authorized me to approve that contract. And it's on that contract once the board of the University of Central Florida votes, which is they're scheduled to do that on Monday.
So and are you anticipating that will be a positive vote in that direction?
I believe so. I think, you know, their board and their senior staff have been very involved with this process, understand the contract, understand the deal. And I think they're very excited about owning their own public TV station and operating a PBS channel in this market.
Your release says that WMFE sells Channel 24 to UCF, but it's not entirely clear yet that it's going to go through. You still have to also get FCC approval for this deal.
That's correct. Once the contracts are signed by both parties, which will happen on Monday, we will then have our FCC media attorney initiate the paperwork with the FCC to begin the process of transferring the license from WMFE to the University of Central Florida. That process, it takes several months to go through. It is the government that we have to deal with. But in this case, unlike the other case, this is a local institution, an educational institution that already is a licensee holder of a broadcast license, that being WUCF-FM. They already have a track record of doing educational and local programming. So we think, unlike the other buyers that we've had to consider, that this would be as close to a slam dunk as possible.
The price of $3.3 million for the TV license of WMFE is somewhat higher than numbers we had heard with earlier deals. So how does this new deal compare with WMFE's previous sale efforts?
Well, as you articulated, it's a much better deal than the previous buyer, not just in the purchase price, which is $3.3 million as opposed to $3 million. But also with the original buyer, we were going to have to pay back certain grants back to the government because of the religious nature of that buyer. In this case, we don't have those restrictions. They certainly qualify, UCF does, as an educational, non-commercial educational licensee, not a religious broadcaster. So some of those grants we will no longer have to pay back, which means that really the net, even the net to WMFE, or net proceeds, are even substantially higher than the original deal. So at the end, it really is beneficial to WMFE and gives us the ability to invest those dollars into 90.7.
And I wonder if you could explain the plans for that money, that $3.3 million, a little bit further. What exactly do you hope to do with it?
Well, you know, a lot of it is going to go into our quasi-endowment so that we can almost essentially triple the size of our endowment and use the proceeds from that to fund a part of our operation for life, you know, for the rest of our life here as a public radio station. But we also want to immediately put some seed money into hiring more journalists like yourself, Mark. We want 90.7 to be the local destination for news and information in Central Florida. And so concurrently, when this sale is closed by the FCC, we hope that's relatively soon in the fall of this year, at that point, we will also announce around the same time frame that we'll be adding to your staff, Mark, two or three new reporters so that we can cover Central Florida more deeply and cover those important issues that we should be covering as a public radio station.
Now, back when the sale of WMFE's TV station was announced, there was a big public outcry over that, concerns about what would happen to public television and PBS programs in Central Florida. What do you think the sale of WNFE's TV rights to UCF means in terms of impacting public television in Central Florida?
Well, you know, back then I was clear to articulate that PBS was not going to be going away, that, you know, one of these stations was going to be able to step up and pick up PBS programming, which they did. So this market never skipped a beat with PBS programming. We signed off the year with PBS programming on June 30th, and the new WUCF TV signal went on the air on July 1st. What this is going to mean is that all the PBS programs are going to migrate now back to Channel 24. So it's going to be PBS programs are going to be exactly where they were a year and a half ago, back on Channel 24, on Cable Channel 2, on Cable Channel 10, 24. Wherever you used to get PBS through WMFE Channel 24, that is what where you will find the new PBS station. There'll be a lot of promotion to remind viewers where to find PBS programming. There'll be lots of communications both from UCF and also WMFE to help with that transition.